B-Pod Studios.
Happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley, and we live. That's right, the Eagles live yet another week after what was a thrilling and another amazing performance by St. Nick Foles. He delivers yet again on a 60-yard drive to go ahead with an incredible throw to Golden Tate for the go-ahead score. And then a little faith, a little fingernail, and the go-winning kick. Doink, doink,
doink,
out! Jason, doink, doink, out!
Doink, doink.
I'm not going to be able to stop playing that old doink drop of yours, but a double doink off the post and then the crossbar. And the Eagles move on. It's like, what is going on? And how about the... Look, I'm not like a believer of usually icing the kicker. But the strategy there is, okay, let's get the timeout right before they snap it so they kick it. And then he makes that kick. And they said he didn't look like he got good leg on that one. And then, boom, the next one comes out. And Trayvon Hester, a Hester of all people in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
After all the great years of Devin Hester, boom, gets the hangnail on the ball and the double doink. And we've got a freaking hashtag of double doink that's trending in Philly.
Yeah, I love
what
it.
What the hell?
I love the double doink.
Anthony, I told you this before the show. I'm what you call a skeptic in a lot of ways. You know, I don't believe in ghosts because I've never seen something move across the floor.
Right.
I haven't seen an apparition, so I'm a skeptic. But if I'm going to sit here and say I don't believe in the magic of Nick Foles, then I'm a fool because I've seen it.
Well, you have evidence.
Witnessed it.
You have evidence.
I lay witness.
It's amazing. I mean, this is a Bear defense that has been incredible all year long. And was so for a lot of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But here it was, after the Bears get off a 35-yard punt, and it's facing Nick Foles. And here it is. You got to go 60 yards. You need a touchdown. Touchdown to go ahead, or you lose.
Mm-hmm.
And he delivered. And there were third and tens, third and eights. And, of course, the ultimate fourth down. It's fourth down, Jason. And it's, all right, this is it. Like, what play are you coming up with against that staunch defense that is really nasty? It can easily have a goal line stand.
Yep.
It's at home. You heard the Let's Go Bear chants. And what a great play. So, and you watch the way Foles delivers it, where he rolls out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being chased, and he sidearms it right to Golden Tate. And Golden Tate, who is a terrific, we talked about him a while back about him being a great basketball player, right? With how he uses his body, right?
Yeah.
He was termed as a basketball player. Watch what he does on that play where he gets position, and it's quick, man. And that was boom, boom, and he's quick. He's got position.
Because he's shielding.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. And, you know, I'm watching the first two plays on that goal line when they got down to the two-yard line after Jeffrey gets them down there. It's two running plays, and they go nowhere, right? Both Darren Sproles, I'm going, oh, boy, you gotta put the ball in Foles' hands now. And then the third down play, no dice. And then that fourth down play, my wife says to me, she's like, are you nervous? And I'm like, you know what, I'm not. She's like, how can you not be going crazy right now? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not, though. I just felt like it was going to happen.
Yeah,
and it did.
I know. I mean, it was funny. I was doing the fan crate show with Mike.
Yeah.
And I was dying. I couldn't say a word. The two of us were just watching in silence because, you know, it was, the moment was so big. I mean, it was amazing. And then here's the magic of Nick Foles. See, the magic of Nick Foles doesn't end with just a result. Much like last week against Washington, whatever Nick Foles has in the universe, whatever St. Nick power he can summon, he did. Because the way he summoned the Bears to beat the Vikings, he summoned the fingernail.
Yeah.
And look at that drive and how it wound up, right?
Oh.
So you had the short kick and the long return by Cohen, and you're going, oh, no, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. All right, but it's still Trubisky. And then he hits that long play down the field to Robinson.
It was like 35, 36 yarder.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, man, you're already in field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about Cody Parkey, though. That, you know, the fact that he kicked here and lost his job. And I don't know. I mean, they're like, with AI stuff, he looked nervous. I don't know. He looked like there was a shaking in the pants.
Oh, especially because on the first one, he just boom knocks it through. It looked fundamental. And then now you got to do it again, and you're there just waiting, and it's just weighing on your head. And the stadium is swelling, right? You can feel like the tension in the building. And then he knows, I hit 7 uprights this year. He hit the upright like 7 times.
Did, I mean,
it's a staggering number. And then the upright's in his head. So how are you going to top hitting an upright? You got to hit it twice.
Upright crossbar.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And the thing that's amazing, this is where the magic of Nick Foles comes into play. Normally, when the ball hits the upright where it did, it goes in.
Yeah.
It caroms inside the crossbar off the bounce, and it's good. But what Nick did, and whatever power he has, whatever influence he has, and I'm starting to believe he's the Messiah, all right, that it clanks off the upright, off the crossbar, and out.
Yeah.
Like, It could have easily, had the ball been in a different position, it would have caromed in.
Well, that's the fingernail. The fingernail changed how the ball rotated. Because if the ball rotates normally, it was off the inside of the pipe. So, yeah, you're right. It would have just deflected, and the momentum behind the ball carries it through. But because the ball is now flipping end over end as it normally would, or tail under end, as it normally would on a kick, because of Trayvon Austin's hangnail, not Trayvon Austin, excuse me, Trayvon Hester's hangnail, then all of a sudden, now the ball's spinning with a little bit of a side rotation to it. And that's what allows it to kick off the post, down to the crossbar, and out to the end zone, and an Eagle win. It is.
That's outrageous. I mean, to come away with a win against that team.
Mm-hmm. On the road.
In that situation, right, on that field. I mean, wow. Oh, my Lord. And it was eerily reminiscent of the Falcons game last year. I mean, you know,
that's
kind of low scoring, you know, the whole thing. In fact, this was even more dire because while Julio wins the game for him, it still was an overthrow. I mean, he still was out of bounds.
Yep.
This one, I mean, geez.
It's a
42-yard field goal.
Yeah. Can you explain this to me real quick? We'll get to a break in a second, but Aaron Donald this year, 20 and a half sacks. J.J. Watt, 16. Khalil Mack had 12 and a half, one of the most dominating, three of the most dominating defensive players in the NFL. They combined for 49 sacks this season. In the last 4 weeks, because the Eagles faced the Rams, they won out there in L.A. They beat Houston at home, and then they win yesterday on the road in Chicago. Didn't give up zero sacks to all three of those players.
No, I mean, that's a testimony to the Eagles' offensive line and how well it's played and how well it's been attacked. And, you know, they made mention of Jason Peters and Darren Sproles during the telecast.
Yeah.
Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. And Jason Peters has been unbelievable. I mean, look, Nick Foles is the story, but he's not without help. And my Lord, this offensive line has really come together. I mean,
he was precision yesterday on Khalil Mack. The footwork and just the way he got out of the you know, as soon as the snap, his step. He's always been a guy that's been a great technique guy, but I mean, Anthony, going against that guy, Khalil Mack, who's been a wrecking ball this year, he was tremendous yesterday.
You know what I can't explain? That they were minus two on turnovers.
Yeah.
Like, they lost the turnover battle by two.
And one of them was in the red zone.
I know. I mean,
right?
Look, as great as he played, right, that throw was a really bad throw.
Yep.
And that's amazing because that's his hallmark. Because he shows you that he's still mortal, and yet he does the immortal.
Yeah. So he's Hercules.
Hercules.
No, Jesus.
Okay.
He just walked across the Delaware River.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm going to go right there, bro.
You go right to the top?
I go right to the apex, man.
Dude, he's walking across the Delaware River to Novacare today to watch the film.
Yeah, he's
like,
Jesus.
This guy's floating.
Yeah.
Let's make some noise. Come on. How's everyone doing?
He's the great grandson, man. Let me tell you.
Dude, he's so chilled out in those huge moments.
Golden,
I'm going to come to you here.
But he's so mortal that he's immortal. That's the thing that's amazing about him.
That's why the story's so great.
He threw a pass that almost brought rain. That throw.
Yeah.
I mean,
couldn't have thrown that in the dome.
Right. Really?
That
was in Dallas, it would have hit the Jerry big screen.
Yeah. You're right about that.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
What an amazing story. The Eagles live, Jason.
Oh, it's unreal.
And now it's on to the Saints.
Oh, bring on the Saints.
Nick versus the Saints.
Oh.
You can't script it better.
610-632-0975. We'll hear from Doug today. Coming up at noon, Eagles head coach will address the media. We'll bring it to you live, and we'll get to everybody on the phone. So, man, today's your day. Let's celebrate this puppy. What a great win. The Eagles get the win off the double doink. I love the hashtag double doink. I feel like I'm at mass.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Yes.
All right. This is
the Stations of the Cross.
The Nick Foles Faith Line.
How's everyone doing?
Forever known now. Forever. Known as the Nick Foles Faith Line.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Because Nick Foles has taught us, Philadelphia fans, the notion of true faith.
You have to.
He delivered
to believe.
It with the Super Bowl last year. We all believed, and no matter what happens, we've believed in this run. And he shows again yesterday. Therefore, the line will forever be known as the Nick Foles Faith Line.
And it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. So let's get right to the business. Andrew said it was humming last night. There was smoke coming out of the voicemail box. So here it is. Let's see what came in last night on the Nick Foles Faith Line.
I woke up this morning and I was like, Monday, I don't want to go to work. And then I remembered what it must be like to be Cody Park. Cody Parking from there. Let's go, Bird.
Yeah, he's having a rough day.
Oh, all the memes involving Cody Parking.
Ugh.
There's the new one where it's the new symbol for Coke, but it's choke. Fanatics of, yeah.
Have you seen the Sandra Bullock Bird Box movie that everyone is talking about now?
Yes, yes.
They had one where they had her face with the blindfold on over Cody Parker's body.
I saw it, yeah.
I saw some, well, somebody redid the commercial, the Pepsi commercial, where the Ice the Kicker commercial.
Oh,
and it hits
man.
The upright, and they spliced in all of the Cody Parkey and stuff from yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
These things are hilarious, and people just keep doing it. I love it.
Oh,
keep them coming.
It's great.
That'll be part of the hype videos that are coming up. And what's that song by? Was it Daniel Powder or something like that? Say you had a bad day?
Yeah, that's Cody
Parkey's theme song today.
Well, yeah, or it's the Southwest Airlines commercial.
Yeah.
Want to get away?
Yes. What's next?
Doink.
Oh, my
doink.
God. Are you kidding me? You got doink twice. To go home. You got doink twice.
know, most people only get dunked once. See, that's what I can't even stop laughing. Like, oh my God, dude, there's something special with this dude.
It's double doink.
The double doink is right. And you can't tell me that the double doink was not somehow made by Nick Foles.
He had something to do with it.
I gotta believe it.
Well, how about this? Did you know this? That we know that Nick Foles didn't finish enough snaps in the Redskin game to get that $1 million bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, but he got one yesterday. Foles in his contract, in his rework deal, calls for him to earn $500 for playing 33% of a team's snaps in a playoff game. And another $500,000 if the Eagles win that game. Well, he played more than 33% yesterday, and they won. $1 million payday. He's set for another big bonus, assuming that Foles takes 33% more of the offensive snaps against the Saints this weekend. He is cashing bonus checks.
Yeah, man.
That is crazy. What's next?
Nick Foles is our quarterback. Trade Wentz, dude. Trade him. You gotta go. Like, this dude, like, literally drove us down the field to win the game.
See, why you're such an ass. Why do people have to even call? We haven't talked about Wentz all day today. He's a non-factor right now. He's not available. It doesn't matter. Like, why do you even have to go in that direction? And to say he's got to go is as stupid as it gets. Like, that's not a conversation for today.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
That guy's a Neanderthal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Enjoy. Let's just enjoy what the man is doing.
I don't think now you do that.
Yeah. There's no, I don't know what the point of that conversation is right now. What's next?
Hey, guys. It's me here. Matt Nagy. Don't want to miss you guys, but I got to say, I had to give you guys this one. There's no way I could come back and be listening to Flyers talk or basketball talk about Jimmy Butler or Markelle Fultz. It's all about the Eagles here. Let's get it back to the Eagles.
Well, there is an interesting Jimmy Butler conversation.
Oh, man. I mean, we can't even talk about it because...
No.
We don't have time, but the Jimmy Butler testing Brett Brown on his offense is a real story that happened Friday after we got off the air.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, and how that's going to portend into the future is going to be extremely interesting because we know the history of Jimmy Butler. Now, didn't Jimmy Butler's ex-coach just get canned?
Tibbs.
Thibodeau?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that last night. It came across the wire. And that the original story about what you're talking about came out on Friday via, I think, Ramona Shelburne and Woj.
Yeah.
That was an interesting read coming up on Friday. And we'll have to have that discussion later time. And we also got to get an Anthony Gargano selection on the national championship tonight.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this game tonight.
Yeah, I am too.
Sad
Alabama to Clemson, yeah.
It's what? Sad to me, though.
Why?
Because the college football season's over.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
You know what sucks is... Next week is the last real weekend of football.
Yeah.
Because then you have
multiple
the two
games.
Championship games and that's over.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I love the, like, wild card weekend's awesome, but it sucks because, you know, this is it. Last game, the last weekend with four games.
I'm driving down to Atlantic City on Saturday, and I'm literally counting on my hands how long it's going to be until college football and the NFL starts again. It's not even over yet this year.
I know.
I'm going 8 months until they're in training camp and then nine. Okay, it's not that far away.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner. You know what I mean?
I know. It sucks. It's the best.
It's like fleeting, though. It happens like that every year. It comes.
Well, that's why I want
to
push it into March.
Yeah. We need to get that done. What's next?
Oh, my God. What did I just say? What did I just say?
That is an immediate reaction after the game because you're going, what did I just see? Did that really double doink? Now, I didn't even realize the second doink until well after. And I was wondering why it took the referees what seemed like an eternity, even though it was like a half a second. Like, why are they not signaling if it's good or if it's bad? And I'm waiting for them to look up to kind of pull that shade back move.
I did, too. I was like a little bit, I was worried, like, wait, did I see right? Did I see, you know?
Yeah.
Because we were doing it, again, we were doing our fourth quarter on FanCred, Mike and I, and I didn't know. I'm like, did he definitely miss it? And I was ahead of Mike.
Oh, so your TV was ahead.
So my TV was ahead of Mikey Miss. Well, it's kind of an advantage. It's also kind of a disadvantage because on a situation like that, I almost don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I almost would rather I hear the response than actually watching
You're
it.
You're one of those guys?
Oh, dude, watching it is I'm not one of those guys. It grinds your innards.
How can you watch it? See, if you didn't watch it, you know that they missed it, but you don't know how they missed it.
No. It's one of those I watch with my fingers, my hand over my face, but my fingers create an opening. Like, I literally was on eggshells. Like, your innards get, like, grind down.
Mm-hmm. That's why when the game's over, you're like, you're exhausted. You're like, oh.
Completely exhausted.
Now, speaking of that, after we get done here on the Nick Foles Faith Line, we are going to hear what it sounded like on the Fanatic, what Pat Egan on the air and Joe Torty, what that sounded like. Stay tuned.
So for about a minute and a half straight, I ran around yelling, no good, no good, no good at the top of my lungs. Then as the jubilation started to subside a little bit, it dawned on me, we have to go back to that cesspool of a city, New Orleans. I'm a little nervous, fellas. Let's go. You, Drew Brees.
Yeah, the game, like, they got beat so bad in that game that I just see a different result. All of us have watched sports for a long time. We understand sports. And one of the things about sports is that what happens during a regular season somehow evens out the next time you meet. It's not a blowout. And in fact, I think it's a really, really close game. And I think the Eagles win the game.
It's a similar fashion to the game this week, only in the sense that it's really close, but not that it's going to be defensive like this game was.
I mean, look, this is a little bit different, but you know, a couple weeks ago, the Ravens went into San Diego, into Los Angeles, and beat the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think it helped that the Chargers saw a kind of a gimmick offense with Lamar Jackson, and they came up with a great defensive game plan, great game plan. But the game was completely different. Like, yeah. The Ravens moved up and down the field on L.A., and then Sunday, it was opposite.
Yeah.
I could see the opposite being, you know, happening here.
Jamal Hutchinson tweets and he goes, when the bear fell down behind the goalpost, that's when I knew I could jump for joy.
Wow. You see the bear? Great, yeah.
Mascot, and he fell down, you knew it didn't go through.
Yeah.
Tony Parking. Tony! Hold on, don't smile like that!
There you go. See, he's pumped up. And I asked people, I said, I want the hype videos. I've gotten like 70 hype videos sent to me already.
Really?
Yeah. People are DMing me and tweeting me with them and hitting me on Facebook with Eagles hype videos. But I got a lot of work to do.
All right. So what I want to do is sprinkle along during the Nick Foles Faith Line. We got to come up with a new bed, though. You're the man with the ear.
Yeah.
This bed doesn't work. It's too hard.
You want to go something a little tamer?
Yeah, it's got to be something more uplifting, less...
This song's called Orion.
Yeah.
You want something a little more uplifting, but not religious.
No, but a little bit more... It's got to
less aggressive.
Yeah, this is aggressive. Come on.
Oh, yeah, it's Metallica.
Well, exactly. Like,
this radio station could use an edge musically.
Yeah, but my
10-cent thought.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but for the line that's the Faith Line...
Mm-hmm.
The Nick Foles Faith Line, it needs to be different, a different feel to it. This is angry sports fan.
Yeah.
We're not angry. Like,
we're floating.
And quite frankly, shame on me because I should have thought of this earlier. Ever since the Super Bowl, the whole thing's different.
The vibe.
It is. Yeah. And you know what? You know, there are times when the Faith Line becomes a little agitated, have edge to it.
And sometimes you may lose faith for a brief.
Right.
With certain teams.
But it should never change.
I have a hit that needs replacement. I'm going down to see St. Nick at the NovaCare Center and have him lay his hands on my hip. Heal me, Nick. Heal me.
See that?
E-I-G-L-E-S.
The masses believe.
See, he's not Nick the Healer. Like, that won't be his name when we look back in history. It won't be Nick the Healer. Because if that was the case, he could have healed Carson. But he's not Nick the Healer. We got to come up with his name that'll go on for eternity. It's not Nick the Healer, though.
No, he's definitely not the healer. He's more of a rescuer.
The man who keeps the faith alive.
Well, but he rescues you, right? Like, Foles somehow has this knack of rescuing you.
Mm.
So, if you look at it, right? Like, how is his play? Like, his play, he'll, you know, even if, like, he threw the bad interception in the end zone, but it doesn't matter because he still rescues the game.
Because you'll be born again.
So it's all about, like, you know, he's a savior. He's a rescuer.
Yeah, the savior. Nick the savior. Could be.
I mean, saying Nick it is.
Well, here's the thing. When Carson goes out last year, you go, my faith is gone. But then he brings you back. He saves you and brings you back. And he makes you a born-again believer. Nicky born again. That's what he does. He did it again.
I mean, it's true. Yeah, it's true.
Guy just keeps doing it. It's the same thing. You question your faith, and he restores it. Nick the Restorer? Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
I think St. Nick just works.
Or BDN, as he's known in some circles.
Yeah, but that's blasphemy.
You're right about that.
And now for the rematch of Week 11. Where Nick Foles or Darren Sproles did not play. And it was a very disappointing loss. But this is what I want to say to the Saints. We ready. We ready. We ready.
Hey, like you said before the game, man, we ain't sneaking in. We kicked the motherfucking door down. I mean, we in this party. Nobody wanted us in, but guess what they got to deal with now? Keep your mind right, man. Keep playing as a family. Keep fighting. Keep having fun, right? I'm going to three. 1, 2, 3, go!
I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That was incredible. All right. I want you to hear this, too. This belongs during this segment. And don't forget, send all your hype videos to us.
Yep.
To Jason and... We'll play them during this segment, man. It's all about faith and your own interaction. This is the best time of the year for this. So Jason Peters earlier had this to say. This is an amazing quote. I love this quote. We Cummins. And you have the audio of this?
Now, I hate to bring bad news. I think it was just a typo because he said we coming. There was no... But the rest of the quote is still fantastic.
Oh, man. I like the plural better.
This is courtesy of Zach Rosenblatt. He just sent it to me via email.
So Zach had it of NJ.com, and he talked to Jason. I like the Wee Cummins better. Like, all right, but let's hear
it. I can add an S at the end if you want.
I mean, you felt disgusted. We didn't play well at all. They ran up the score, and we won them again. We got them again, and this time, hey, we coming. I mean, it's definitely not going to be the same outcome.
We coming.
We coming.
We coming. Because we
coming is awesome.
Yeah.
We coming.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.